Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We got Panthers hockey coming your way at 2 p.m. after our show today. But in the meanwhile, what do you got for us there, Alexander Frogkoff?
Ooh, international sighting of Frog Boy today. We have talked long and ad nauseum. I like that word choice there.
Don't know. Ad nauseum?
Is it just ad nauseum?
Is it a verb? Or is it a...
No, no.
What is this then? So it's just ad nauseum.
There you go.
Ad nauseum.
We have talked long and ad nauseum about this topic. It is Leroy's favorite Halloween costume, the statue, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
the statue that has been seen across the internet.
It's got angles.
It's got angles. There it goes. Whoa! An appearance from the statue. An amazing, amazing interpretation. Kevin Durant weighed in on his own statue situation, and he had an interesting opinion on whether or not he would be granted the same honor that was bestowed upon Dwayne Wade. This is Kevin Durant.
I highly, highly doubt I get a statue of me put anywhere for playing basketball. So and it's usually those guys who got the Hall of Fame career with the championships, and you've been with one city for a long time. That's not the case for me.
You agree?
Yeah, it's just hard to figure out where his home is. You know, like where who would put up the statue? The only place that would kind of make sense is OKC. And yeah,
didn't he start in Seattle though?
Yes,
he did start in Seattle.
Started OKC,
right?
Played in a couple of years. So if Seattle returned. Ooh. I suppose that they could do something like that.
I think for OKC, they got onto the map with those three guys.
Agreed, 100%.
And for a stretch of 4 or 5 years, you just knew they were going to get over the hump.
For sure.
So, but I think in situations like that, the thing that you need is consistency.
Longevity.
Not just from the players, but from the organization, from the ownership.
Right.
Like, you have to understand the Heat have had the same owners, the same guys running the organization, same coaches for all of D-Wade's career here. And that's kind of how if things have to kind of play out.
I think he's right. The only place he would get a statue would be like in his hometown or something like that. You know, like, I don't think any of the, because obviously the Warriors thing was too quick.
What about Texas?
Be like giving LeBron a statue. LeBron's not going to get a statue down here.
Steph is the only one getting a statue in.
Maybe Clay.
What? Why don't you waste the material?
I think those three guys would have, those three guys are 4-time champions, dude.
Wait. Did you say a waste of material?
Waste of material.
You think,
dude,
they're making it with cardboard boxes?
Obviously, you know, Steph Curry is getting a statue. Do the Spurs do statues? I don't know. That feels like they don't do a statue.
Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan have a statue?
No, I don't think he does.
No.
Only way Clay gets a statue.
I think they would do one. They would do one pop.
Made out of clay.
Maybe. Spurs. He seems like he wouldn't be into that. It's like a waste of time.
I want a Wemby statue already, even though he hasn't really done much.
He already is one.
That's a tall
statue.
They can
put one outside right now.
Timbo's saying they don't do statues. I think you're right. I think I remember what the point of it was. D-Way was asked, who do you think playing today will get statues? And he said LeBron, Steph, and KD. Steph's for sure getting a statue. I mean,
if LeBron to get one in Cleveland,
maybe.
I don't know.
Multiple statues?
Well, here's the thing, Leroy.
Let me explain something to you.
Leroy, the owner and him, Frosty, right? Like, it would probably have to be until after Darren Gilbert kicks the bucket.
Yeah.
I
definitely not getting one here.
No, his jersey will get retired, but he's not going to get a statue.
I would say that you almost have to put LeBron's statue up. He's from there. He brought you your only championship, right? Yeah, I think he would definitely get one in Cleveland.
Does he go headband or no headband?
Cleveland, headband. Gotta have headband.
I mean, if he look at something, let me tell you. He look at that Allen Iverson thing, he might decide to go without a headband.
His son scored his first points there, too. They gave him the net. I feel like their relationship is, like, on the mend.
Whose relationship?
Well, I know the GM is very well liked. I know Kobe Altman's very well liked. But
Dan Gilbert. Yeah,
the only thing is the Dan Gilbert thing because
it'll be a Cleveland thing.
Yeah,
I understand. But the Arisons love Dwayne Wade.
True.
Like ultimately, it's their building. They're going to decide who gets.
I mean, let's think of it this way.
Statue.
You can say what you want about how Dan Gilbert feels about LeBron. He did bring him back.
Oh yeah, well, how noble of him.
But I'm just saying. I'm just saying sometimes that's how these things go.
Yeah, and it was like at the end he was like, "All right, we've done this." Like it was Frosty at the end too, the second time.
And so what? But he still brought you a championship.
He did, but
you ain't been close since.
But the relationship isn't great there.
But like, one has nothing to do with the other.
But it does if it's talking about, like, do I want this guy? It's essentially your building. Like, Dwayne Wade and the Arisons, it's a love relationship. That family loves Dwayne
Wade. And I get that. But also keep in mind.
Obviously, like,
he'll get a little bit. The circumstances are a little bit different in that D. Wade played a majority of his career here and won 3 championships.
Yeah.
Okay. LeBron didn't play a majority of his, but he's from there.
He's an Ohio icon.
You see what I'm saying? He's from there. And so that.
Any other person, I don't think this is a question. This guy's a crazy person.
Right. I got you.
It's not even a question. He deserves it. I'm just saying the owner's a nutcase.
I can't even disagree with you.
Bernie Kosar will build LeBron a statue.
BK. And did you see it? He was holding. He sent me a picture.
Does Cleveland do statues? The Browns. I'm sorry. Do they have one?
I would think that
Jim Brown got to have one, right?
There's two guys that I can think of right off the top of my head that may get one.
Jarvis Landry,
Jim Brown, and the other one is Jim Donovan, who just passed.
Oh, this the announcer.
Yeah.
Well, they just Cleveland's gunning. Going to open up a new like whole thing, aren't they? Like for a downtown new stadium with like a whole thing.
Yeah,
so maybe
they're building a new stadium.
Jim Brown has a statue, I believe, but I'm trying to see if it's like at the stadium on stadium grounds because it just says Ohio Outdoor Sculpture. So the sculpture center. So he has one. It's just a matter of is it on the
grounds? Where is it? Right. Because keep in mind,
he said, "Make my calves bigger." Of course, Jim Brown.
I would say those are the only two people I could think of. And if I would have to go baseball, I would go. Who's the first baseman?
Tommy.
Charlie Sheen. A couple movies needs a statue.
This is not Philly.
What else you got in the mixed bag, dude?
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.